this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, feeling good on a Monday, man. Big news up north in Fort Collins, excited about that. Not so excited about last night's result. The defense looks great, and Javonte Williams is a boss, man, but just an uninspiring performance outside of that, namely the quarterback play, the coaching decisions and such. Talking with us now, as he does every week, Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Zach, rough one. You hold Patrick Mahomes to, like, statistically one of his worst games, and you still lose 22-9. That's hard to take.
Oh, Brady, it's really tough to take. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has his worst passer rating in a regular season game in his NFL career at 57.3. The Chiefs' rushing attack gets held to under 100 yards on only 3.7 yards per carry, and you shut down, I mean shut down, Travis Kelce, holding him to 27 receiving yards, Tyreek Hill to only 2 catches for 22 yards, and you still find a way not just to lose, Brady, but to get embarrassed on national television. It was a complete failure by the Broncos' passing attack.
Yeah, well, and that's what's tough about it is you had opportunities, a lot of opportunities in this game if you could just get even average play with your passing attack, but not the case. Zach, let's go through the 20-play drive, which the 20-play drive might be that alone might cost Vic Fangio his job. I don't know. But you go 20 plays, you're running down the clock, you're keeping Patrick Mahomes on the sidelines. That's what you want. It's still 10-3. You get up to 4th and 2. Where were they, Zach? Inside the 10? It's 4th and 2. Javonte Williams is all you've been showcasing all night. I think I'm hoping they go all in on Javonte Williams and I take my chances outside, but they run right up the middle. They don't get it. Fangio's response was, hey, you can't beat this team with field goals. You might have been able to beat them with a couple more field goals last night.
Yeah, you very well may could have. Now, once they went for it on 4th and inches earlier in the drive, and then especially once they went for it on 4th and 7 in that drive, I thought, okay, Vic's not playing for field goals. He's playing to win this game. He's not playing for a close game. So I didn't mind the decision to go for it on 4th and 2 there. So I actually take some blame off of Vic there. What I do mind is, one, the play call. I like getting the ball to Javonte Williams, but I would let that's what Brady, that's when you got to use a special play. That's when you got to do something creative. And it feels crazy to say that, yeah, a toss is creative, but in this offense, just doing something like that is creative. I would have liked to see Javonte Williams get the ball and just a little bit more of a creative play. And then also the execution. Look, the Broncos offensive line in the run game did a fantastic job yesterday, but not on that play. Specifically, Quinn Meinerz, man, was he just grinding guys on the Chiefs defense down, but not on that play. He missed a key block. So I personally really mind the execution on the players. And I also really mind the play call. I don't mind getting the ball to Javonte, but have some options there. The Chiefs knew exactly what was coming. That was way too predictable, way too boring, and way too easy to stop.
Yeah, that's the thing, I suppose, is Javonte's rolling right now. He's already building a reputation as a guy that's going to fall forward. So if I'm the Chiefs defense, I'm thinking, yeah, they're going to just give it to Javonte and hope that he carries us for 2 to 3 yards and it's a first down. So they're going to take their chances and just stack the middle and try to stop him. If I'm the Chiefs, I'm doing the same thing. I'm saying, hey, you haven't beat us with Patrick. You haven't beat us with Sutton. Let me just take our chances and try to stop the run. And that's exactly what they did, and the Broncos went for it. So that one was frustrating. The second half rolls around. Broncos still very much in this game. Kansas City only scores 3. But again, other than Javonte Williams, Mike Boone looked good too. When he ran the ball, he had 4 carries, but man, he looked good. He was wearing that 26, reminded me of another 26. That was fun to watch, but the rest of it just wasn't there.
No, the rest of it wasn't there at all. And yeah, Mike Boone playing with a little bit of Javonte Williams' angry style of run. I absolutely love it. And the passing game was so disappointing. and it starts with Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater had his worst game as a Bronco yesterday, and it was so bad. I mean, Brady, the stats are terrible. 22 of 40 for 55% completion, 257 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions, 62.2 passer rating, and that is even nice. Going into the fourth quarter, Teddy Bridgewater was 11 of 22, 130 passing yards, no touchdowns, one pick. And even those stats are nice. And Brady, those stats are terrible. But he had a couple of other balls that should have been interceptions. Teddy Bridgewater was not comfortable all game. Now, there was some pressure on him, but man, he just did not look good at all. And he picked a really bad day to have a bad day. Because like you said, Brady, if he's average, the Broncos win this game. If he's good, the Broncos maybe blow the Chiefs out in this game, might maybe make it embarrassing, flip the score on its head, and the Broncos actually win by 10 or so points. But Teddy Bridgewater was really bad. The play calling was really bad. And you know what? The receivers didn't have a lot of opportunities to make plays, but they sure didn't help Teddy Bridgewater out. Look, this receiving core is paid to be special. Cortland Sutton, 15 a year. Tim Patrick, 10 a year. Jerry Judy's a first-round pick. Noah Fant's a first-round pick. None of those guys did really anything special. I do like Jerry Judy, the effort he brought, and he racked up the stats at the end, so I'll kind of take him off this blame game right now. But Cortland Sutton, you're not open at all. Tim Patrick, it was disappointing, but of course, the majority of the blame goes on Teddy Bridgewater and Pat Shurmur for just not being able to do anything on the offensive side of the ball.
I think there was about 8 minutes left or so, Zach, and I had tweeted, I know people are tired of the throw Drew Lock in because you know what you got, but I suppose at that point when you just see Teddy's just going to check it down, and then maybe that's what Pat Shurmur wants, and if that, which probably is, and that's even more infuriating, but I don't know. At some point, I just look at it and say, neither one of these guys are there for your future. So why not throw Drew Lock in? And I don't know. Maybe Teddy will be back next year. Matt, why not throw Drew Lock in and see if his style matches better with what you're doing with the Chiefs? I don't know. At that stage, I would have just tried something. But that's clearly not going to happen. Vic Fangio, Pat Shurmur, they are certainly set in their ways.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Brady, I totally understand where you're coming from. But the reason that they didn't and the reason that they're not going to put Drew in this coming week shows you exactly what they think of Drew Lock. Behind the scenes and what everyone has seen publicly, they just absolutely do not believe in him 100%. So it's Teddy or bust right now for the Broncos. And here's the thing. Yesterday was awful. But when Teddy Bridgewater plays good, the Broncos win. In his six games, when he has a passer rating of 100 or more, the Broncos have won all six of them. In the six games, he does not have a passer rating of 100. The Broncos have lost all of them. So despite this team having a really good defense, despite this team having a really good running back, Brady, it all revolves around the quarterback still. Even when you try to build your team, so that's not the case. It is still the case. And unfortunately, Teddy Bridgewater ranks in the bottom 10 in terms of QBR yesterday. Did not give us any hope, and they don't have a good backup that they can turn to.
Yeah, I've closed the book on Drew Lock. It's just more or less, hey, it's over anyway. Do you just go out and use him for trade fodder or something next year? but it was a frustrating one. But you're right. This team 6-6, very much in the picture, playoff picture. I suppose this beats the alternative of just being like 2-8 at this point, or 2-4-8 or something like this. This is much better than the alternative.
Yes, it absolutely is. It's much better than a couple of years ago where the Broncos went 4-1 to end the season. And of course, at that time, there was the hype around Drew. Could he be the guy? But at that point, they played themselves out of a really good draft pick in December. Now the Broncos, they're already way too far out of a good draft pick. Now they're way closer to making the playoffs than they are to getting a good draft pick. So they're still in it. Brady, they're 12th in the AFC right now, and you're thinking, whoa, they're way out of the playoffs. No, they're only one game back of the final two wild card spots, and if the Buffalo Bills lose tonight, the Broncos will be one game back of all three wild card spots. They're very much still in this, and hey, I'm okay overlooking the Detroit Lions, because if the Broncos lose to Detroit, well, everything is going to be changed after this season. So once the Broncos beat Detroit later this week, they're going to be 7-6. They're going to be a winning record middle of December with an opportunity at their hands to beat playoff teams such as the Bengals, such as the Chargers, such as the Chiefs, and then also another team that's in the hunt with the Raiders. So the Broncos still very much control their own destiny. I get why people are done with this season, because last night was really bad. but it is still an improvement on what they've done in the past, and they still do have a chance.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, that's the mind-boggling part. There's a part of me that's like, are we done yet? And then I think 6-6, this AFC is completely spread out. There's still an opportunity, and it's Detroit, and you're right. Lose to Detroit, and boy, if the sky isn't falling today, then what in the heck is this fan base going to do if they lose to the Lions this weekend?
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine, because you're right. It already seems like this is rock bottom, but it's really not. They're nowhere close to it. If you lose to Detroit, I have to imagine that, you know, Pat Shurmur is fired next week. If not, that's when you move on from Vic Fangio, because that is as bad can be.
Zach, last one. We got a shout out. Javonte Williams. I'm doing a fun thing every week, throwing out guys I cover, teams I cover, my player of the week. We went with Isaiah Stevens with CSU, and they're 9-0. Okay, that's great. But I threw Javonte Williams in the mix. This guy is so fun to watch. He's only a rookie. Terrell Davis has given him a shout out. That's pretty special.
Yes, it's really, really special. And you know what? He's absolutely worthy of it. Javonte Williams is so special. And I think when you see other running backs, especially like a Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who's a first-round pick, a really talented guy, when you see him play, and Javonte just makes him look so average and so bland, and you're like, that just shows you how special Javonte is. He falls forward for a couple of yards every single time. I mean, Brady, the only person that can take Javonte Williams out on first contact is himself when he slips. I mean, that's the only time he went down on first contact yesterday. And what I really like to see was his vision is really improving. You know, he was the guy the first half of the season where he was getting 13 yards and then 1-1-1-1, where Melvin was getting 5-5-5-5. Now his vision is finding the open hole, and that was the key for him becoming not just a really good flash player, but becoming one of the best running backs in the NFL. And I think really quickly he's becoming that.
That vision thing, man, it cannot be understated. If you have it, which it looks like he's already getting it, you pair that with your athletic ability that got you into the NFL, boy, that has the makings for a special running back. Terrell Davis was pretty good with that. So it could be interesting to see. And listen, Mike Boone ran hard, too. I was excited to see him. But Zach, we're up against the break, my friend. Love what you do. Love your tweets. Love your coverage. Everything. Keep it up. And we'll catch up with you later this week.
Right on. Sounds great. Thanks for having me on, Brady.
All right, man. Zach Stevens. DNVR Broncos, 12:50 the time. Got to take a short break. Yeah, I mean, Javonte Williams has the makings to be a great, great running back. He was a contender for my player of the week, but we're going with Isaiah Stevens. We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.